share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. After working throughout the lockdowns, these frontliners truly deserve it. It's no surprise how the delivery riders have been the unsung heroes throughout this pandemic, no matter the time and day. During this period, their health has undoubtedly been at risk, but thankfully, it seems as though our riders will finally be receiving some protection to guard them as they continue making deliveries. In a press conference yesterday, the 22nd of June, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Mostek Khairi Jamaluddin, announced that the vaccination for courier workers and food delivery riders will start in July. This comes after a discussion with Transport Minister, Dr. Wee Ka Siong. Some Malaysians pointed out the flaws in the statement, as many other priority groups in the country have yet to be vaccinated. However, there were others who supported the move and felt that this should include more priority workers as well. Why can't they just follow the turn according to who registered first at MySagittara? Are they asking for more criticisms? If this is how it is, housewives might be the last ones to get vaccinated, since they don't really have contact the public. Does this mean they're not important? This is a really good move. Delivery riders and those working in the logistics sector have been at risk, as they haven't stopped working either since the start of the pandemic. It would be great to expand this move to include those working in retail as well. Let us know what you think about this move. Also read, Penang Adun buys all of street vendors' food and hands them out to delivery riders. Source. Astro Awani Source. Twitter Source. Twitter Source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.